Blog Talk Radio.
Name. So the world.
my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Oh, yes, I thank the Father that we are back again. Yes, indeed, for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, again, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, to speak these very precious words which the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. Yes, indeed, for the blessing. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, for the blessing of his people. For the Most High has told me directly, my brothers and sisters, that I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said to me that, yes, indeed, I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection, yes, his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High told me, yes, indeed, he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could from the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. The Most High has promised, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, that all things done in the darkness will come to the light. And it's certain, my brothers and sisters, without question, it is a certainty. I said, my brothers and sisters, it is indeed a certainty that in so many ways it is true that all the divisions, the diversities we see in the world today are a direct result. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Are a direct result of man being blinded to some dimension of truth. I said, is a direct result of man being in some way blinded to some greater dimension of the truth. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are prepared? How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to understand this? For it means, my brothers and sisters, that every manner of sin after which man today is in bondage, every manner of illusion after which men are in bondage to other rulers, not true to the Most High, is the result, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. It is the direct result in so many ways of man simply not knowing what indeed is the way of Yah, the way of peace. So many truths, my brothers and sisters, so many precious truths, the Most High. So many precious truths the Most High would grant to his people if only all had a heart to discern it. For the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is this, is that there's a reason why the scriptures say that Messiah must come, not judging or discerning, if you will, after what is merely what his eyes see, nor what his ears hear. And that because of this, with the breath of his lips, did you hear, my brothers and sisters, with the breath of his lips, with the testimony of his mouth, shall he expose, I said expose, slay, overthrow. How about, my brothers and sisters, every wicked standard that has kept a world, I said has kept a world divided, and far from indeed what is divine righteousness. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that we live in a world today that many have not discerned the meaning of such passages of Scripture as those we find at Malachi. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? I said the book of Malachi relates the framework of thinking that seemingly is in the mind and hearts of most people today. It says in Malachi 3:13, your words have been grievous. How about stout? How about arrogant, even, some texts say? Against the Most High. I can see some people saying, how is that possibly so? How could we have declared words against the Most High and those words be, those doctrines be believed? How is it possible, my brothers and sisters? He said, your words, your doctrines, your thoughts, if you will, same word in the original language, have been stout, arrogant. How about blasphemous? How about deceptive? Against the Most High, says Yah. Yet the people say, what have we spoken so much against thee? He said that the people have said it is vain to serve Yah. As if it doesn't make a difference what men believe, what works or conceits they follow after, whose devices, whose thoughts, whose plans. So what, he said, it is vain. People say it doesn't make any difference whether we serve Yah or not. It doesn't make any difference whose standards we follow. He said, what profit is it? Is it, they say. We have kept his ordinances. Have we really? And what have we, in that we have walked mournfully or meekly for the Most High? Have we truly, my brothers and sisters, kept and preserved the truth of the Holy Commandments? Have we really? 45,000 denominations, is this the result of man preserving the truth? It says, and now men call the wicked blessed, the lawless. That's what wicked means. Everyone who walks according to his own evil way, it says in Malachi 2:17. You say they're good in the sight of the Most High, and he delights in such. You call the wicked, the lawless, blessed, as if to say that those who work wickedness, lawlessness, are well set up. Yea, men even say that they tempt, provoke, defy, misrepresent the Most High, and yet will be delivered. My brothers and sisters, does that sound in any way true unto any kind of respect for the command of the Most High, Yah? My brothers and sisters, I believe that we need to reconsider the patterns of our thinking. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I know the time for doing so is actually long ago. Because the more men have thought to consider, it makes no difference. I said the more men have thought to consider that it makes no difference, the more so, my brothers and sisters, I pray that you will understand me, the more so it has been true that men have fallen farther and farther away from the knowledge of the truth. I said farther and farther away from the knowledge of the saving truth. And why do I say saving truth, my brothers and sisters? It is simply because till men are true, collaboratively true, discerning what indeed is the righteousness of Yah, there's no agreement among men. If there's no agreement among men, my brothers and sisters, how is it that men say that they have a covenant? If there's no common point of respect for the Most High, wherein men might cooperate and believe and trust and work together in Him. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? If there is not a common point of recognition of what indeed is the wisdom and the righteousness and the covenant, the faith of the Most High, it is because men, my brothers and sisters, I said it is because men are following after men. I said, my brothers and sisters, it is because men are following after men, not the Most High Himself. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to consider this truth? How many, my brothers and sisters? How many? Many among the churches today repeat the scripture, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. Nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, men have dared to believe that if men are falling short of the glory, or falling short of the light, that they're still in the light. Many believe, my brothers and sisters, that if men have fallen short of wisdom and knowledge, what does the scripture say instead, my brothers and sisters, what men have by and large dared to perceive, hey, as if it made no difference? See, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The gospel has to go forth to the nation, my brothers and sisters. So when the scripture says your righteous must succeed that of the scribes and Pharisees, that's what he said to Israel, certainly then the righteous of the man has to exceed that of the rulers among the nations, who because of a multitude of partial ideals or lack of knowledge have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, beyond their vanities, have not discerned what is absolutely the will of the Most High. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if a whole world is falling short of the knowledge of Yah, how is it that men say that it is still yet Yah that they have served? How is that possible, my brothers and sisters? How is that possible? Well, I can only tell you that it is amazing to me that though the scriptures say all that they do, still we live in a world that men have believed somehow that falling short of the glory, that they have worshipped Yah. That they worshipped Yah. Scripture says to us in 1 Corinthians 3:18, that a man sees himself as wise in this world, or after the ways of this world, that he consider himself a fool that he may become wise. If all have fallen short of the glory, my brothers and sisters, men are considering themselves wise after the diverse ways of this world, falling from faith in Yah and trusting in men, and a multitude of misrepresentations, my brothers and sisters, or deviations, even devilish misrepresentations. But men have somehow been compelled to believe that though they walk after a multitude of different standards, that somehow the Most High is pleased. I can understand how this is possible. Think about it. Seminary schools pass out a generic degree that men can take to any denominations, meaning that at the very head of the institutions, it has not been about seeking what before Yah is to be counted an absolution. Do I need to repeat this? It means that if the denominations can establish a multitude of different, let's just say, give you a generic piece of paper that can be counted viable after a multitude of differing religious institutions, it means it wasn't at the very head where the denominations, or let's just say the head of the seminaries, establish the standards. It wasn't about an absolute. As if to say that all these differences are still yet faith, faith in Messiah, how is that possible? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do you think his commandments and his instructions, that all the different institutions of man are obedient to his instructions? If that was the case, my brothers and sisters, wouldn't we all agree? Dare we think that we can presume what is the righteousness of the Most High? And the Most High will call us faithful, really, presuming his will? How is presuming his will respect? How is presuming his will going to bring us to one accord? How is presuming his will, my brothers and sisters, going to count us faithful unto him? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that the scriptures say after the anointing, the Messiah comes to, not to judge what his eyes see nor what his ears hear? What made us think that we judge after the righteousness and inspiration of Yah, if every man just presumes according to his own heart? Or if we know not the righteousness of Yah, dare we say that the Most High is still yet pleased? What about the scriptures? Like I was talking about in 1 Corinthians, let's go there first. So if any man consider himself wise in this world, it said, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. 1 Corinthians 3:18. And later on, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures talk about the apostle Shaul saying, I know nothing of which I am guilty or falling short. But I might not be right in this. My judge is indeed still yet the Almighty. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, he was saying that congregation belong to the Messiah, but Messiah belongs to Yah. And the scripture says Messiah will ultimately come what? It says, let no man judge himself so wise before the time. When Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man, I said, and then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Maybe a shock to many of us to consider this, my brothers and sisters, but the truth of the matter, the scripture says Messiah, not judging after what his eyes see, nor what his ears hear, must expose all the unrighteousness, the fallen standards of men, that all nations shall seek him and his peace, his rest, then shall be glorious. My brothers and sisters, many say they seek and follow after him now, but is the world yet one, or is it still yet divided? Many say they follow after him now. Is the world at peace? It doesn't sound like what I see, my brothers and sisters, when I look at the world today. Reminds me of an old song. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Scripture says when the world then knows the truth, then will there be peace. It didn't say while men presume it. It says when men truly then know the truth, to follow it, to believe Yah, to believe him. This will be counted unto righteousness, even unto salvation. For I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it will be a shock to many, according to what's written in 2 Thessalonians 2, for many to understand that many have been damned for many generations, because they come to prefer unrighteousness, standards far less than what the Most High declared. Many of my brothers and sisters, in fact, compelled to believe a lie simply because we live in a society that in its presumptuousness has compelled men to believe they have in the Messiah a license for sin. Not true either. The book of Jude tells that. It says the men will pervert the grace of Yah to follow after their own licentiousness. They'll pervert the grace of Yah, the grace of the Most High. My brother and sister, the glory of the Most High, the truth of the Most High. The scripture says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. A gift is his grace, his understanding that he reveals, his exceeding understanding. It says every good and perfect gift, or the grace that comes from Yah, has in it no variableness. It comes from a father of light, and there's no variableness, no shadow of changing in it. How then do men believe that by the grace of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, they are called to variances? Doesn't make sense. Scripture says, for that reason, do not err, my beloved brethren. Do not think that mass double-mindedness will receive the gift from the Most High. In fact, Jacob, they called him James, said to the tribes scattered among the nations. He said, if we are scattered among a multitude of provocations among the nations, we should count it all joy. Because my brother and sister, he says, if we persevere and we overcome these provocations, yes, indeed, it creates in us greater perseverance, steadfastness. And it says, our steadfastness, our perseverance, and our patience in seeking Yah, the scripture says, must bring forth the perfect work. It says, we scattered among nations, lacking wisdom. We need to ask Yah. It didn't say ask men. It said ask Yah for the truth. Even the truth, my brothers and sisters, that the world, not giving consideration to all things, has not considered. But the Most High told me directly. He said the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving all things consideration, has not been wisdom. I said has not been wisdom at all. He told me that if I looked at the world, and I would say the same thing to you, if I looked at the world and trusted in the contradictions that are in it, he said to me, my brothers and sisters, if I trusted in the contradictions of this world, I could not be a disciple unto him. How is it possible, my brothers and sisters, to believe that the exceeding word of the Most High is given through Messiah and trust then in the multitude of fallen standards of men, which actually, the scriptures say that Messiah was given these things because the world's fallen away. Oh, you need to read closely Isaiah 40, 41 through 42. You need to read also Isaiah 59. My brothers and sisters, every time the scriptures relate Messiah's appearing, when it relates that he appears because the world's fallen short of that in which the Most High is pleased. Isaiah 48 through 49 relates the same. My brothers and sisters, what it means is that Messiah must indeed appear again to reveal the righteousness of Yah, lest all fall short after the misconceits of man. Scripture says it would be a shock, my brothers and sisters, to all in so many ways. So much prophecy says this again and again. You need to look at that article on my website, hiddengospel.com, an article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. You need to understand what the scripture says. Be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, the grace of the Most High brings men to an awareness of that which the world does not consider. I say it is by the grace and favor of the Most High that we're made aware of the truths that the men who function after carnal sense don't and have not considered or have not considered important. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it's by the Most High and His strength that when you hear the truth, you are compelled with a wisdom to know not to ignore it. But so many of my brothers and sisters have thought to believe that they are righteous, that they are wise, only knowing what is common to the status quo. My brothers and sisters, if that were true, Messiah would not need to come because the world would already be delivered. It would be a shock, my brothers and sisters, to a whole world. In fact, it's soon going to be a shock to a whole world to find that being fallen short of the glory of Yah means that the gospel also being hid. Scripture calls it the gospel light and the gospel of peace. If the gospel, the light of truth being hid, then the whole world is misled. The whole world is in the darkness. And my brothers and sisters, the whole world in the darkness gullibly stumbles and in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, taken away by misdirection, misguidance, many forms of misadministration. Brothers and sisters, it means the world under such condition is lost. But that, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has made a promise that he will awaken the minds again of his people, assures that if we are wise, we who know that the truth is not according to what we see, must petition the Most High for his grace, for his favor, that our conscience as an elect people called unto the light, that our conscience be awakened and raised to consider beyond what ordinary conscience sees, hears, and counts viable. Did you hear me? We must then, since the Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that ultimately of your leaders, and that meant also the Gentile nations, because the gospel had to go forth to them too. And certainly, my brothers and sisters, if the nations did not have the law of the gospel, or if they didn't have the law of righteousness, then, my brothers and sisters, your righteousness must exceed all those who have it not. Else how can you say that you've been true to the kingdom of Yah? We must, my brothers and sisters, discerning the scriptures, which tell us straight out, kings shall shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, the people had not considered, they should be made to consider. And it says, who shall they make to understand his report? When so many have better than weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, who shall understand his report, and to whom is the arm, the strength, the righteousness, outstretched arm of the Most High revealed? Who, my brothers and sisters, discern there's a need to transcend all this unrighteousness? For the scripture says, if men don't discern the righteousness of Yah beyond what is common to men, they shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Now, good to see that, my baby. Look, we made it again tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, there's so much to be understood. So much to be understood, my brothers and sisters, beyond the ordinary. Again, 1 Corinthians 4:5. It talks about Messiah revealing the things that men have not considered, the hidden things that men have not considered, especially walking a world that seems to be satisfied in the darkness, doesn't even know it's in the darkness, because it hasn't seen a greater light. Scripture says the day will come, however. It says those who dwell in darkness, to us a child born, to us the son is given. And those who dwell in the land of darkness to see a great light. My brothers and sisters, we read those scriptures closely in Isaiah 9th chapter, but it actually relates is that finally the world will have a true and everlasting counselor, one that will show a whole world the way of peace. And when it says such things as every garment dipped in blood shall be burning in fuel of fire, it means, my brothers and sisters, yes, that there shall be peace. Warfare after self-righteous contentions to come to an end. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Romans 14 relates, ultimately, in the midst of those passages, the Messiah died and gave his life, it said, to be Lord of both the dead and the living, relating that one judge will stand, and all will sit before the judgment seat of the Messiah. We are warned and given admonition that what that means is that since there will be one judge, it says, if Romans 15:4, all things written of old are for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. Wow. Why is that significant? It says this must be so, that all are brought to obedience. All the nations are brought to obedience in word and deed, like-minded. Why is that significant? Scripture says that Messiah comes for the refreshing the restoration, the restitution of all things. In other words, all things brought as the Most High intended. True to all that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And it says, the Messiah then must come, my brothers and sisters, even as Moshe did, as a lawgiver. That means, my brothers and sisters, that wherever it is that men have formulated in hate after hasty conclusion, the concept of what they call lawful, still yet quite unfair in that it didn't consider all Most High declared. It says, I shall wait for, seek after, serve according to his law. How is that significant? Scriptures before it say, my brothers and sisters, that a world is going to be shocked to find that what it had believed was not the gospel, not the good tidings, not the word of the Holy Kingdom, but the misrule of the kings. And that the Most High, in order to set his people free, must deliver them to discern beyond the unrighteousness of the rulers. I said, must discern beyond the unrighteousness of the rulers. How can everybody be subject under whatever the various ruling standards of the nations have declared and say that they all been true to all the Holy Spirit reveals? The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. How about seeks to bring to remembrance all things men have forgotten? How about to bring to remembrance, my brothers and sisters, all things the Most High has said after their initial intents? How about, my brothers and sisters, to bring to remembrance the truth that the rulers have predisposed the people not to consider, or to consider themselves wise without? Hearing, my brothers and sisters, is going to be, I'm sure, a great shock to many to discover one day that either man comes to the knowledge of the truth, I hope you can pray you will hear me, either man comes to the knowledge of the truth that a whole world has sought to hide. Lest, my brothers and sisters, men are still in bondage to the rulers. Do I need to say that again? Either we come to the knowledge, seeking Yah for his grace, for his kindness, to reveal to us the secret thing. The scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, bringing all things to remembrance. Hey, why is the Holy Spirit called a comforter and a teacher? It's because the rulers didn't teach what they were supposed to teach. Still haven't. Scripture says, talks about it in Isaiah, the 24th chapter. Look at it in Aramaic. It actually says, when the sign of the Son of Man appears in the destruction of a city. So the people say, my leanness, alas for me, alas for me. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that it was a mystery to the people. A mystery that her entire scenario, they must expose all unrighteousness, because the rulers are treacherous dealers, have dealt very treacherously. Scripture says the rulers are robbers, my brothers and sisters. They don't teach you what was commanded must be taught. He said, go forth and teach everything. Why? Messiah will come for the restoration of all things according to all spoken by the prophets. The Most High spoke by the prophets since the world began. Scripture says Messiah, when he comes, will say, bind all the testimony, seal all the law, put it all together. All that you see in the old, what they call Old and New Testimonies. Put it all together. And if men don't recognize according to that word, it says no light in them. Which means that if men are not seeking the fullness of this word, even now, what has been taught has not been a gospel light. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? If any part of this word has been denied, what men have been taught, it's not the gospel light. It is not the word viable under the kingdom. It's not the glad tidings. It's not the good tidings. It's not the sure word of the kingdom. The kingdom of Yah is not going to be judged according to people's personal preferences regarding this, regarding what was delivered as the scripture, as the inspired word of Yah? People are not going to be found viable unto the kingdom because they were under the Presbyterian, the Pentecostal, the Methodist, the Catholic, the Baptist. They call themselves what? Church of Christ. And boy, heaven help us. Because they were under somebody's preferential doctrine, believing that the Most High spoke by his prophets a lie. My brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up. The scripture said all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that is in them. That means that Messiah said well when he said, think not that he come to destroy or abolish or negate in any way the law of the prophets. And anyone who thinks otherwise, my brothers and sisters, got another thing coming. In fact, to say if you tricked under such as this, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. So how is it that man falling short of the glory, this glorious light, falling short of discerning all these things and knowing it not, how is man to presume somehow that he is still yet wise, still so quick to presume that he's been delivered from deceivers or those who hide the truth, that you will not perceive, what is the greater wisdom that is still yet quite necessary that we all must confirm if we're going to be true to him whose very name declares that he is all that he is. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time we discern the truth. Yes, it is. It's time to discern, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures mean. When in Romans 3, it talks about all sin falling short of the glory. When it talks about, my brothers and sisters, the way of peace. The way of peace they know not. Understanding is departed from the minds. My brothers and sisters, that's not a state of salvation. How can understanding be departed from our minds? We know not the way of peace, falling short of the glory and the righteousness of Yah, and still say we know the one Most High who does not deny himself, as if we are already true to his spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, but still yet having so many differences. Something is very wrong, brothers and sisters, with that presumptuousness. But many just simply say that, well, hey, if nobody knows what the truth is, we can all presume to be right. We can all presume to be wise. What? We dare to presume we are wise simply because most don't know where we are at fault? Does that really truly sound rational, my brothers and sisters, to presume that we are wise simply because we don't know where we are at fault? The apostle didn't say that. Neither should we. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, if we do not discern the truth that the rulers have hid, we're in bondage to the rulers. If we do not discern the secreted things that the rulers have predisposed the mind not to consider, we have been jaded and bewitched. Be comforted after vanity. Man's misconceits and not even known it. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, we must then petition the Most High for his grace, for his gift, for his favor. Yes, indeed. We must petition the Most High for his grace, my brothers and sisters, that our conscience as an elect people be raised, awakened, enlightened, consider beyond ordinary what ordinary conscience sees and considers viable. Beyond what ordinary carnal sense sees and hears, my brothers and sisters, because carnal mind, not discerning the glory of that which Yah's plan for those who love him, has not discerned his plan. And quite frankly, if everyone has a different concept of that plan, based upon the misconceits of each, these so-called political, social, and pseudo-religious illusions out here, And it's almost like saying that every man according to his imaginations is prepared for the coming of the Son of Man, who will still perform all things according to what the Most High from the beginning has spoken. How can all have a different expectation and be prepared to cooperate with one whose instructions will be according to all? Even all my brothers and sisters, which the world has so long ignored. I know it sounds a little hard to some people, but there are many who prefer to believe, and I've heard pastors say it, that if we're not ready yet, he's not going to come. That is a lie. The scriptures, quite frankly, so many ways, say over and over again, if the whole world be a liar, Yahweh would still yet be true. It talks about it being a shock for most people to believe the truth. In fact, it says because many didn't know to prepare themselves beyond the status quo ultimately. Didn't know to see beyond the rulers. It was their eyes were still blinded by the veil that has covered all the nations. The Most High has a plan whereby men shall be conformed to swiftly seek to open their eyes. It says all eyes shall see the glory of Yah. Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters, to cause men to seek the truth, even when for so long over the course of many ages they had not. When the scriptures talk about the drying up of the rivers, it's talking about more than just exposing the foolishness of the rulers who have hid the truth. It also talks about, my brothers and sisters, you need to think about this. If the rivers dry up, the waters dry up. Ancients, they understood that if you are out in the middle of a desert where there is no water, you die. People will soon find, my brothers and sisters, according to all that is written, that the earth is about to begin to, let's just say it already has begun, not to show forth its increase. And my brothers and sisters, what will men do? The prophecies ultimately relate, my brothers and sisters, that there's going to be, Isaiah 15 says there's going to be a famine. It's already been a famine for a word, my brothers and sisters, because men oftentimes refuse to hear it. When scripture talks about how man did not receive the truth with love, so many were falling under a strong delusion that they should believe lies, preferring unrighteousness. My brothers and sisters, the scripture didn't say man would be favored for refusing the truth. And my brothers and sisters, most don't even realize it happened long ago. You need to ask the question, why was it that Rome came in and destroyed Jerusalem from which the gospel was going forth 2,000 years ago? Why is it that Rome sought to murder, in fact did, millions in those first centuries until finally they can get everybody to accept their form of doctrine? And believe me, my brothers and sisters, they didn't come to bring the faith. They came to destroy it. Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, that they would pervert the grace, the gift, the knowledge of Yah. And men, my brothers and sisters, without the knowledge, would seek after their own licentiousness, as if they had a license to believe whatever they will. But the scriptures in the book of Yehuda, actually do tell us that Messiah will come to expose all this unbelief, because he said he destroyed those who once he delivered the truth, afterwards did not believe. Wow. Brothers and sisters, that means left to spiritual depravity, therefore to destruction and confusion. Confusion and destruction, not knowing the truth. He said Messiah will have to come to expose this unrighteousness. We have to convince men of all the ungodly, against all the ungodly words and all the ungodly doctrines they have spoken. I've spoken many times on this show. It's really simple. Revelation 6 chapter talks about the seven seals. I'll talk to you quickly about the first five. And really, my brother says, that's six seals. Then the seven, very powerful things. First seal, white horse rider, despite what men might want to believe, is actually all this in the early centuries. White horse rider is Messiah himself. the bow and a crown. Go back and look what is related, my brothers and sisters, concerning the one with the bow and a crown. The king that is related. The bow, crown, sword. King of the East. Isaiah 41. Revelation 19, particularly 11 to 21st verses. White Horse Rider, the gospel going forth. The scripture said the man did not receive the truth with love. It means, my brothers and sisters, that the world chose to retaliate against the truth because the pagans saw the blessing if they could preserve all the unrighteousness of all their heathen gods. They saw it as a curse if anyone sought to turn against this. They said, curse is anyone who does not confirm the things they do these days. And this is what they did in all their pagan feasts, seeking to preserve and maintain every manner of corruption and lie imaginable. In fact, my brothers and sisters, they sought to preserve them all under the name even of the Most High Yah, having no desire to preserve the integrity of his holy word. And even my brothers and sisters dared to tell people that the faith in the Messiah was after the machinations that already were, let's say, the miscreant thoughts that already were the traditions of the heathen. That's why you get such customs like Easter, Christmas, Sunday, Mardi Gras, Valentine's Day among your churches. It's not because they were true to Yah, my brothers and sisters, because men are still yet following men, and that's not faith in Yah. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters, the grace of the Most High reveals his righteousness? The scripture says your righteousness must see that of the scribes and Pharisees, it must see that of the your leaders. How is that possible? It says your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. How about exceed even all that which the rulers have revealed? Think about what I'm saying here. 1 Corinthians, 1st to 3rd chapter. It says, in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing. Is that possible after the rulers? No divisions among us. Is that possible after a multitude of different rulers? Scripture says there's strife and divisions among us. We're functioning as carnal men. That means easily deceived by a multitude of worldly rulers. See, if we walk according to the world. If any man consider himself wise after this world, after the divisions that are in this world, obviously there's some deception in the midst. Let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. Scripture says, I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters. I hope you're listening closely. One scripture says that all that the Most High revealed was not enough for men to know Yah. Many men functioning after their flesh was still misguided and misled after diverse standards of men. I see 45,000 denominations in the world today. I see 282 nations and counting. And that was a while back. Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, that all these differences are the result of faith and the guidance of the One? Purity and completion offer one choice. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Meaning that if man were truly in all integrity, seeking and walking viably, after all the Most High had declared, discerning the exceeding riches of the knowledge of Yah, which is revealed to those who trust in Him, even to discern the truths that the rulers won't tell you. Think about what the scripture says. Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things. Yes, indeed, he comes to reveal the hidden things. That every man may praise, know how to praise even Yah. Know how to praise, know how to honor Yah. I see scriptures talking about Messiah in Isaiah 44 through 45. Most High revealing them the hidden things, hidden in the secret places. How about the things, my brothers and sisters, that carnal eye and ears don't hear? Because men are so busy listening to rulers and their blindness and their short-sighted, shallow-minded, if you will, mindscape. How can they see? Rulers are blind. The scripture says because the rulers themselves would not see. The Most High has closed their eyes in Isaiah 29. And men go into the rulers to comprehend. Therefore, Going to the rulers who are blinded to comprehend, the scripture says all they had was the precepts and doctrines of men, therefore incapable of discerning the words of the book. You ever stop to consider, my brother and sister, when he says, by a wondrous and a marvelous manner hereafter deliver these people? Many, by opening the mind to perceive beyond the ordinary senses, shall men discern, my brother and sister, with the rulers had conspired, hopefully, that you never come to know. Psalms 2, the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. Therefore, the peoples have imagined vain things. Men conspiring against your discerning the greater will of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, have kept men from ever discerning what indeed before the Most High is viable as a holy covenant unto peace. Purity and completion. Respect, my brothers and sisters, for a pure and complete word. That is the salvation of man. Nothing less. We have to perceive, my brothers and sisters, that since the world cannot teach these things, we must petition Yah to show us the secret things. I'm telling you what the Most High told me. He told me I have some important things for him to do. He told me because of what I must do, I must, in fact, he said absolutely with our crew, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. I can only tell you. I cannot tell you how many times it's been. Did you hear me? I cannot at this point tell you how many times it's been that I have gone before a congregation or just simply sought, even in chat rooms like the kind that you see here, to call attention to so much that the pastors had resigned themselves not to consider. And my brothers and sisters, indeed, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a whole lot of times that I've done this. And done nothing else but typed out and pasted in scripture. Verse, chapter, book, chapter, verse. Word for word. And my brothers and sisters, next thing I see, kicked out. Why? Why? I had pastors oftentimes even tell me such things as, we don't talk about those scriptures in our church. Is it they refer that you never know they existed? Is everybody so sure, my brothers and sisters, that all are considered, everything, all the words that are considered, all the words that need to be considered? Scripture says, Messiah will say, bind all the testimonies, seal all the laws, meaning put it all together. If man don't reckon according to the fullness of that word, he said, what they have is darkness and not light. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the world is misled not to know or consider the truth that Messiah will bring to bear. How many people know how to handle it? If men have a different expectation because people have twisted far out of context the initial meaning of the words, how should men say that they were following the Most High if they spoke such a word? Or if they expect an entirely different scenario from what the scriptures have said, shall they be delivered because they expected a lie? Were they servants of Yah while they spoke such lies? Scripture said for every idle word. How about a word that leads a man along the path of vain idolatry, lies? He said he'd give account of such a thing in the judgment. Shall men say they were delivered because they presumed the will of Yah? My brothers and sisters, it is indeed a blessing to hear from the Most High what is truth. Because I can only tell you now, when the Most High first called me aside, the first thing that came to my mind is, Father, I don't know anything. And you know why, my brothers and sisters? I said it. Because the first thing I petitioned the Most High for when he told me I had to speak, the first thing I petitioned for is, Father, if I must speak, then you sure enough got a tongue, teach me. Because the last thing I want to do is lie. He said, if I remember saying, Father, I don't know anything. And I heard something almost like a chuckle in the spirit. He said, now that you realize you don't know anything, now I can teach you. My brothers and sisters, so many of us are going to have to be, sooner or later, brought to this recognition that the only capacity we might have for understanding the truth is we recognize that we knew nothing. Scripture said the way of peace we know not, and the way of peace is something we have to learn. Guess what? If we presume we already knew, we only put ourselves deeper into the hole. It's time to understand. The world misled, brothers and sisters, the world's misled not to discern, know, or consider the truth. Then all who have not considered the truth are still yet lost. How can people say they're well guided without guidance? Something's wrong with that. Such is the nature of the world, my brothers and sisters, falling short of the truth of the gospel. The world, my brothers and sisters, is misled until Messiah comes again to restore the truth. Messiah is misled till the world comes to know again the way. Scripture says that men have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, in Isaiah 48. Men have sworn by the truth of sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. That is why the Scripture says for a time the Most High must defer his anger, because certainly he is not pleased with us with the lies that men have taught. Zechariah 10 says Most High looked upon men, and he was not pleased because they had no shepherd. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters. He said in Isaiah 59, he saw no intercessor, and he was displeased. Therefore, his anger, he said, was against the shepherds. Why? Because they must be misleading the flock. They're not guiding, my brothers and sisters, behind into green pastures, nor beside still waters. My brothers and sisters, they're leading the people into turmoil. Because some people are so filled with the controversies of men that they refuse to hear indeed what are the thoughts of Yah. Shall Most High be pleased with those that predispose the people not to hear him, to think that they are wise, hasty in their conclusions? I think, my brothers and sisters, in fact, I know it is time for men to consider far better than this. Since there's one judge, and that's what Romans is talking about, 14th chapter, we should all be compelled to remember all things written of old or for our learning, for our mutual good. And if we seek to condemn one another first rather than seeking understanding for the mutual good of one another, how can we say we have a covenant, my brothers and sisters, unto the healing of a people? Who, born in this world, can say that he always knew the truth? My brothers and sisters, we should know that there are many who know not the truth. But my brothers and sisters, I still say this. Woe to those who dare to speak presumptuously, who dare to become prideful in a pack of lies, prideful in deceit, that dare to speak without asking of the Most High first. Did you hear me? Because it is such as these that the Scripture speaks of that cause the little ones or those who lack understanding to offend. The Scripture says, for such as this, be far better than an ass's millstone hung around his neck than to face the judgment that comes upon those who cause even the least of these little ones to offend or to err or be misled. Far better, my brothers and sisters, a man keep his mouth shut than to presume anything with regard to the will of Yah. Far better, my brothers and sisters, a man ask the Most High before he speaks. Because a man who chooses to be presumptuous can very, very swiftly, without ever coming to know it, fall short of being counted trustworthy. And such a man, my brothers and sisters, can be lost, never realizing how, though he might come forth one day saying, did we not in your name preach, prophesy, in your name cast out, how about false perceptions, devils, false doctrine, rebuke false doctrine. In your name do many wonderful, inspired works. Messiah said, keep away from me, I never knew you. It wasn't my spirit that told you any of these things, you whose works are in equity. I hope you understand, my brothers and sisters, whose works are then an abomination because they were prideful the result of man's pride and not a result of inspiration. But so many of my brothers and sisters have just simply said, well, if most people don't know the difference, they'll say whatever they will as an avocation. My brothers and sisters, that's not how you grow in the grace of the Most High. Scripture says you have to hearken to him, lest you fall from his grace. It says you have to be obedient unto him. If he gives commands, you have to follow them, that you have more revealed unto you. He never said one time, presume yourself wise and expect to be made wiser. Scripture says, for this reason, because many have done this, refusing to discern what the Most High promises are to his people. And I mean his people who he, well, let's just say who allow him to fully teach his law upon the minds and the hearts. Because many of my brothers and sisters have not been willing to see that exceeding truth and that exceeding law. The scripture speaks of saying the isles should wait for his law. Because many of my brothers and sisters refuse that initial foundation even when the Most High brings it. Like one scripture says, they sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth. Scripture says they've insulted the Spirit or the gift, the testimony that comes by his grace. And they're ready for the fire indignation that consumes adversaries. Because what else do adversaries do but resist the knowledge of the truth and seek to keep the people in darkness? Many times for self-righteousness' sake. Sad situation, my brothers and sisters. The light doesn't shine, of what good is it? If there's only one judge, my brothers and sisters, we should all be compelled to remember that all things written of old for our learning. For none will be justified where all have become partial, perverse in the teaching of the law. That is written in Malachi. You need to read it closely in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th chapter. Need to read it in Isaiah 59, my brothers and sisters. It said, of all are sin and lying against the Most High, it did not say the Most High is pleased. Isaiah 40, it says that if we are contentious, there's warfare, diversities of doctrine among us, not perceiving the glory of Yah. It did not say, my brothers and sisters, that this vanity would be acceptable. In fact, it said whole nations are walking after such inviolability before Yah. Lies for the Most High. Hey, you say if whole nations are falling after such, did you hear me? If whole nations are falling after such, then you're kind of like a drop in a bucket worth nothing. Most High, my brothers and sisters, only accepts as an offering unto himself that which he has formed unto himself. Did you hear me? He did not say man could make his own idolatrous idea of righteousness and expect that the Most High would be pleased. My brothers and sisters, those who have his testimony, he has formed for his purpose. My brothers and sisters, these who he will sanction, vouchsafe, seal, confirm, sign as his own, are those who, when they found the truth, did not turn back. And that's exactly what said the Messiah himself. My brothers and sisters, the whole world is about to be shocked to find out how far man has turned away from the truth. But when this time, my brothers and sisters, the question will be asked, when man is offered the opportunity to receive what is righteousness, who will know it is wise to turn from the misconceits of man, from the lawlessness of man, unto the righteousness of Yah? My brothers and sisters, even that discretion must come from Yah. There's much scripture that relates, my brothers and sisters, that those who have sought whole, complete, and righteous works shall understand. Daniel 12:10, but none of the wicked, of those who are satisfied with unrighteousness, shall understand. Wow. It sounds like great distress among the nations then, my brothers and sisters, because in that day, whoever does not discern what is wise is threatened with the perishing. Because the scriptures actually say 2/3 of humanity will perish in that day. Will perish in that time. My brothers and sisters, it means that if the Most High does not rescue, if the Most High does not choose to find a soul worthy to be taught because of its rebelliousness, or because men refuse to let go of that faulty foundation this world has taught. Brothers and sisters, that soul perishes. And so many are they today. Well, the Most High told me that there's a difference between a fool, and I know it's going to sound hard, a damn fool. Many of my brothers and sisters are foolish, but if you reason with them enough, they might change. But a damn fool, no matter what you try to tell him, he will still choose to believe a lie rather than accept the fact that he's been deceived. And such a one that will not change, my brothers and sisters, who will continually blaspheme and insult the gift of the Holy Spirit or the gift of the true testimony of Yah. Scripture says, cannot be forgiven, cannot find an atonement in this world or the next. Man must have opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to receive the truth. And if there's no shepherd and none to offer intercession, knowing the truth, the world, my brothers and sisters, it is a very, very perilous place. None confirms the fullness of a covenant beyond the unrighteousness, the illusions, the misconceits of men, then all are lost. Scripture says he beheld in the last day no intercessor. I can see some people saying, well, Messiah's in heaven making intercession for us. What about, my brothers and sisters, the scripture talks about the Holy Spirit prays for men's weaknesses. What about if men are not willing to receive the truth that would make them strong? Scripture says, if a man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, or if he is granted the opportunity to receive the truth and he is resistant, what about society and its false comfort? Tells men, like we were talking about a little earlier, that men can deny the Most High and still yet be delivered. What about if men are taken away by that? Did Messiah give his life that men rebuke the Most High to his face in disobedience? As if to say man had a right to sin, to lie, to rebuke the truth? Hey, my brothers and sisters, to be zealously vehement when the Most High comes and seeks to tell what is wise. Vehement, my brothers and sisters, angry against hearing the word of righteousness. By what spirit does a man do this? Light does not deny light, my brothers and sisters. It says, the Spirit of Yah is upon me, preach good tidings to the meek. Is it humility, my brothers and sisters, by which men seek to exalt themselves and hastily seek to condemn one another? Is that a covenant unto the Most High, my brothers and sisters? We must seek the truth that we may be able to help one another. In fact, the scriptures actually tell us that if we're not willing to forgive our brother, the Heavenly Father will not forgive us. Do we think we can forgive our brothers and sisters not seeking the truth? Do we think that we can help one another find what is the atonement, what is the salvation of the Most High, if we don't seek the truth? We must seek the truth for the mutual good of one another, or there's no reason for the Most High to reveal it to us. And for all that we pursue, all we find is that we establish another cage. If we don't seek the truth with a legitimate desire to help one another, and I don't mean try to bring men to ourselves, and boy, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, so many have fallen into that trap. So quick to want to establish an institution for themselves, or a group, a congregation for themselves, in a competitive world, that they forget, my brothers and sisters, that discerning the truth that truly is salvation has to come from the Most High himself. And if anyone, my brothers and sisters, seek to exalt himself, this pride, this self-righteousness, this selfish ambition, my brothers and sisters, can only be met with wrath. And my brothers and sisters, most people don't realize that the wrath of Yah begins simply in just not hearing to be guided anymore from him. And my brothers and sisters, a devil will come in and take a mind like that. I can only tell you how it really requires for a man to be, Well, let's just say to create a devil is a man be left without the inspiration of Yah. Because by no means, my brothers and sisters, does he transcend deviation of himself. None confirms the fullness of a covenant beyond the unrighteousness of men than all my brothers and sisters. And none can confirm what is righteousness. It means because all are confused and all are lost. If man knew what the fullness of the covenant, he would quickly accept it to the full. I can only tell you right now, on my website, hiddengospel.com, there's a lot of truth there, my brothers and sisters. I verify scripture over and over again. Is everyone prepared to hear it? If they heard it, my brothers and sisters, would they be prepared to hear it if it means automatically there's so much what they thought they knew is proven a lie or proven the result of hasty conclusions? Well, brothers and sisters, scripture says those who believe in him should not be ashamed. It says those who believe in him will have an opportunity unto everlasting life. Those who believe in him, then, my brothers and sisters, are those who can believe the everlasting truth. What about if men refuse to because they've been misled by false prophets? Realize there's a reason why scripture says beware, watch out for false prophets. Hey, it means they cry out, Lord, Lord, they say, but not to perform and not to teach fully what is the will of the Father. By what spirit is that? If false prophets teach false testimony, fallen testimony, foul testimony, fallacy, my brothers and sisters, foolish testimony, seeming to be wise, but only meant to trick and beguile, cause men to follow after only what leads to a dead end. Do men believe, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High is pleased with that? Well, I'm quite frank, my brothers and sisters, says all who fall after such, he was going to tell folks that they didn't know him, and they were misled by led to follow another. My brothers and sisters, do we not realize how much we must plead the Most High for his mercy not to leave us without guidance? Heaven help us to understand. So we must not at all be self-exalting. We must all seek, if anything else, to ask the Most High to increase the laborers. Preach those who seek the truth, we all might benefit from it and grow unto it. Seeking a word, my brothers and sisters, without contradiction, without confusion, without debate and contention. Considerate of all things the Most High declared. And someone, my brothers and sisters, would refuse to consider so much scripture because they found out how, when they do consider it, they find out how much that what they believe, in fact, has been warfare against the very truth of the Most High himself. I've talked oftentimes in this show such simple scriptures that talk about such, scriptures that talk about such simple things that if we only open our minds to see, hey, I talked about how the heathen have had a pagan word and totally indiscriminate polytheist word to uphold all the diverse commands of all their heathen gods. That's the word they use for law. To preserve all the contradiction, to preserve all the confusion, to preserve all the lies. Can't you understand then, my brothers and sisters, that the grace of Yah is to cast aside the confusion, to cast aside all the lies, to cast aside all the false authority that men have imagined and called gods? The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, then, is the Most High revealing his absolute rule, that you might not be subject to any more fools. The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, went forth to the nations and didn't tell them they were wise. It tells them they almost repent. Must discern, my brothers and sisters, what is wise. Yes, and I know that oftentimes speaking the truth, men resist. But that by no means, my brothers and sisters, means that we hold grudges. But we must pray that no one be deceived by those who will not receive the truth. It's one judgment, my brothers and sisters. Therefore, we must seek for righteousness' sake, that all discern what is acceptable will of the Father, unto forgiveness, unto atonement, for the blessing of a nation. My brothers and sisters, Scripture did not say the Messiah comes seeking the death of the wicked, but that men should turn away from their evil way and live. See, I didn't come to condemn the world, but my brothers and sisters, those who don't believe the truth are already condemned. So it means he comes to save. Who, my brothers and sisters, is willing to hear the truth that will release men from the prisons where the greater truths are not heard? I would only tell you there's so much on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Secret City Prophecies, a good place to start. The article there, Tribulation, 7365 AD, Ask your pastors why they haven't taught you so much of what is there when it is verifiable in Scripture over and over again. Ask why they haven't taught you these things. Why have they not known them then? Have they sought for the blessing of all peoples? Or have they simply merely sought, brothers and sisters, what flatters men? Loosen up those purse strings and cause people to flip open that billfold. And I'm not talking about looking for stuff that makes rattling noises. Come on, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand. I'm telling you what the past, many pastors have told me. It is not about what the ultimate, what the Bible says, they said. It's about them learning a profession. They just want to preside over a congregation, get paid. About an avocation, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, they never said you should trust hired speakers. But if the Son should make you free, you should be free indeed. You know why, my brothers and sisters? If you want to get into his house, he already knows the ways of it. And he'll show you what is necessary to preserve his house. Because nobody, my brothers and sisters, will come in and want to destroy it. Will he allow? That, my brothers and sisters, we should consider a blessing for all who can respect the way of a Savior. We must not hold grudges, my brothers and sisters. That's not the end result. Well, that won't bring forth, if you will, my brothers and sisters, the righteousness of Yah. We must pray that we all wake up. We wake up. Because quite frankly, there are many who right now might rebel against the truth, who might wake up, hey, in whatever time Most High intends. It's kind of blessed, my brothers and sisters, when anyone turns from unrighteousness and turns toward righteousness. Must not hold grudges, but seek the people of Yah, for forgiveness' sake, learn how to forgive one another. But I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, if none discerns what is the righteousness of Yah, can we forgive one another to the end result is that we have atonement with Yah? If none seeks the greater righteousness of Yah, my brothers and sisters, can anyone help heal anyone unto what the Most High is pleased with? And it's because the world has fallen short of the glory. It's because man, according to the Most High, the Scripture says he will find in the last days he found no intercessor. It says that's for that reason he must send Messiah, and he will render recompense to all that are his enemies. And he counts all enemies, my brother, all to be enemies who will not seek the fullness of the righteousness that is necessary that we indeed have an among ourselves with Yah an everlasting covenant. Anyone who exalts himself, my brothers and sisters, or his self-righteousness against that awakening, not choosing to put upon themselves the whole armor of Yah, they not fall victim to the wiles of the devil, unto so much contentiousness among one another. I hope you hear me. Yes, it is easy when we see others that won't receive the truth to argue. This is they be prone first to argue rather than seek a healing. How many of my brothers and sisters the Most High speak to when he says, how many times would I gathered you, the mother hen, would gather chicks, but you would not. What do you mean by that, my brothers and sisters? How many understand it? It means, my brothers and sisters, that he was still willing to give his life, that some might wake up and realize the leadership they had followed after was far from wise. When people realized that they had been subject to a rulership that would persecute the Messiah for speaking the truth, they knew that their righteousness had to see that of their rulers. And first thing they asked, what shall we do? He said, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, even him whom my brothers and sisters that your rulers crucified. And you receive the Holy Spirit. You receive the testimony from above for the remission of your sins, even by the remission or the putting aside of your sins by having ever trusted in wicked men. But that means, my brothers and sisters, the very word of truth that men were compelled to argue against is the very truth they must receive. Messiah said, if you not forgive your brother, if you not seek the peace of Yah, that it may reign. If you not seek the fullness of his will, for the good of one another. Your heavenly Father will not forgive you. For such is the nature, my brothers and sisters, of each man's obligation in what must be a holy covenant unto an elect and holy people. He said, you only have I known. He spoke to Israel. You only have I known of all the peoples of the earth. You only have I covenanted unto myself for this chosen purpose, is what it really means in Amos 3. He said, therefore he must reprove all Israel first for all their sins, to be a light to the nations. And hear me, my brothers and sisters, I know what's written there in the testimony of the apostle they called Peter. But I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, if you examine the scriptures really closely, like Isaiah 55, for instance, 56, going into 57th chapter, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, those of us who are wise, read out Isaiah 58. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, says judgment begins with the house of Israel. The people that ought to be a light to the world, my brothers and sisters, must become a pure, perfect word. Most I won't accept anything less. And the only way that can be is if we are willing to allow him to teach us all that for so long men have forgotten. Therefore, world be deceived, man expecting another idea, my brothers and sisters, has only misled his brother. Did you hear me before, my brothers and sisters? It's not wise to be presumptuous about these things. I told you what the Most High told me in my mission. Ask him if it is not so. Ask him if this is not what he spoke to me. Examine the things you find on my website to find out what they haven't told you, and then ask your leaders why they have not. It's not possible to find atonement, brothers and sisters, it's not possible to find atonement after any of the fallen standards of sin of this ungodly world. So Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, to save, to reveal the things that men have not considered, that those who believe in him might have a chance for atonement they would never have otherwise. Scripture says he comes after the order, as a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, to subdue then, my brothers and sisters, all those who stand against this, his righteousness, that the world might have a chance to be free. It's written in Isaiah 59 also, my brothers and sisters, the man can, like I said, has been transgressing and lying against Yah, seeing no intercessor then. Hey, did he say that the word then, lying words, were intercession unto him? Absolutely not. Did he say a fallen standard is interception unto him? Absolutely not. This proves it evident, my brothers and sisters, that this whole world is falling short of the glorious righteousness and truth of God. That the world had rejected the Savior. And how can man reject the Savior, reject the truth, become completely indiscriminate, not discerning righteousness, and men say they were delivered, no longer gullible, stable? Do men say that's stability, my brothers and sisters? I think it's time to turn around and think again. He said, woe to those who swear by them by name not in truth, right, nor in righteousness. And Messiah says, come, he will come, saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. From the time that it was, there am I to show you the way that you should go, and only if you had kept his commandments with your peace have been as a river and a righteousness ways of the sea. For so many of my brothers and sisters have walked after mass unrighteousness. Did you hear me? Have walked after mass unrighteousness. Presuming themselves after the ways of this world to be wise. Earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof. Should we then discern, my brothers and sisters, how to defend and uphold what is the Most High's investment in it? My brothers and sisters, far better than exalting ourselves, we must recognize that every voice will be removed in some way one day and prepare for the coming of the Son of Man. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been the enemy of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, to his might and to his honor and praise always, hallelujah and hallelujah. And I thank you all again for listening. It is only by the grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that the extraordinary truth and righteousness of the Scriptures, after a right understanding beyond men, is revealed. Let me just go back over again. Please, my brothers and sisters, check out that website of mine, Find out the truth they have been hiding from you. www.hiddengospel.com. HIDDENGOSPEL.com. Early Church Origin. Check out that article. Secret City Prophecies. Don't miss it. Woe to the Shepherds. Don't miss it. Remember the Promise. Don't miss it. It's been a blessing, my brothers and sisters, to be able to speak these words to you. Do we really just presume, my brothers and sisters, that they will always be there for you here, for you to hear in due season? The Most High begins to make his move. Do we really think Blog Talk Radio is going to be the only way you have to hear the truth? My brothers and sisters, that truth will be revealed to those by the Spirit who have been willing to hear it all along. You will need that guidance. Petition the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that you attain it. Blog Talk Radio, my brothers and sisters. I'm not going to tell you that everybody has had the permission that I have. I'm not exalting myself. I'm just telling you what the Most High told me I must do. And I thank him for that commission. You need, my brothers and sisters, you need those things I'm talking to you about on my website. You need to understand the scenarios they hear from you. Because not to know them, my brothers and sisters, is not to be prepared. Forewarned is forearmed. Thank you all for listening. This has been Enemy Out Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his mighty honor and praise always, hallelujah.
Thank you.